104.1 FM Buckets Radio and streaming live on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. You're tuned into Extra Cover with Matt Ellis, and we are talking about the Southern Stars at the moment. What an impressive series they've had against Pakistan. The final two T20 games have been played since the last time we spoke on the show last week. So we'll run you through how those games were. To this point, Australia had not lost any games in the series, winning all four ODIs, and they had a 2-0 lead in the T20s, and they have completed a clean sweep with very impressive performances on the Gold Coast in games 3 and 4. Pakistan batting first in game 3, restricted to 9 for 84 from their 20 overs. Kimmins 2 for 17 with the ball, bowled very well, and the other bowlers picking up some wickets as well. Renee Farrell 1 for 14, Julie Hunter 1 for 12, Aaron Osborne 1 for 7, and Kristen Beams 1 for 13. And the Aussie girls chased it down in very quick time indeed, inside 12 overs, with Elise Villani from the Victorian Spirit doing the damage with the bat, 50 from just 39 balls, including 9 boundaries. And Meg Lanning finished it off, with Elise Perry finishing on 24 not out Meg Lanning and 8 not out for Elise Perry, seeing Australia 2 down for 87. Very impressive run rate, getting the job done there. And then they carried that into the fourth game on Friday. Elise Villani scoring runs freely again, 42 at the top of the order. Kimmins 28 at the top of the order as well. And Meg Lanning 46 not out from just 28 balls, 4 boundaries and a 6 in that one. Perry made 12 and Alex Blackwell 9 not out in 3 for 139 from their 20 overs. And it was a hard job for Pakistan, but they put up a good fight. Iqbal 38 at the top of the order, and Bismar Marouf 39 batting at number 3. The bowling honours were shared between Renee Farrell 2 for 20, Kimmins 2 for 26, Julie Hunter 1 for 9, and Aaron Osborne 1 for 25. Meg Lanning was the player of the match, and Elise Villani the player of the series. So a very good build-up for the Southern Stars. A lot of those players will be taking part in the domestic women's National Cricket League competition and the women's 2020 competition. Not too far away now. Got a little while to wait for that, but looking forward to keeping you up to date with all the latest in women's cricket as the summer goes on. And right now we are going to play some more music for you. This is Alex Lloyd, Never Meant to Fail. You're tuned in to 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.